The Thanksgiving holiday, it always reminds us that there are many things we can be thankful for. There's freedom and home and food and the ability to be at church. Some people advocate keeping a thanks journal. You might call it a thankfulness journal. Every day you start the day and you write down your blessings. You're counting your blessings when you do something like that. And it's a good idea, but actually Paul might disagree with that. Because in our reading today, he advocates that we go beyond just listing the things that we're thankful for. And so we're going to read this scripture together today from Ephesians 5, beginning 18, in verse 18. Be filled with the Spirit as you sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves, singing and making melody to the Lord in your hearts, giving thanks to God the Father at all times and for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Now, I tripped all over myself earlier this morning when I was talking about this. Let me try and do it a little bit better for the two or three of you that have heard this already. I had a professor who was a Charles Dickens scholar, and he claimed that Charles Dickens had pointed out that we had Thanksgiving all wrong. That Thanksgiving should be one day a year when you are allowed to complain and be grumpy and be upset, and that the other 364 days during the year should be the days when we are actually being thankful. For instance, the way that I circled every day in November on this calendar. We ought to shower God, we ought to shower one another with thanks all the time. We shouldn't have to have a holiday to, you know, do that all together. That doesn't let us off the hook. According to this scripture, the other 364 days during the year. There was a television show many years ago where the MC gave out prizes, and the secret was that the people at home knew was the first person who said thank you was going to get $500. And so began handing out the prizes. And it was the seventh person who got a prize that said thank you. Why is it so hard sometimes for people to say thank you to each other? And why is it sometimes a long time between times in your prayer when you're saying thank you to God? Why? I read a story in one of these management journals on the internet where the boss wrote an email to one of the employees in the company and said, "You did great," offering praise for what this person had done at work. "Thank you for, you know, being right on top of this," the boss said. Never got an email thank you. You know, the boss didn't. No, nothing was said at the water cooler or when they were passing each other in the hall. Nothing was ever said about that. As luck would have it, it was time for promotions in the office. And here, this person who had received an attaboy from the boss appeared before him in line for a promotion. Do you think he got the promotion? Well, not saying thank you for praise may not be the only reason he didn't get the promotion, but don't you imagine things might have gone differently for him if he had thanked the supervisor for that note? Just a quick email. I think that the Thanksgiving holiday is supposed to remind us all that we should be thankful year-round. Circle every day on the calendar as Thanksgiving. And my goodness, the Thanksgiving holiday is definitely designed to remind us to thank God for all the blessings we've had in our lives. Because I think just being thankful to one another in the Thanksgiving holiday improves our perspectives about ourselves. One thing you may not know, how many of you have ever said think, thank, thunk? How many of you have ever said that? Well, you may not even realize that thunk is, I don't think that's a word, but think and thank come from the same root word. Now, what does that mean? Think and thank. They got a lot in common, I think, is what it means. Thankfulness ought to grow out of our thoughtfulness, of our thinking about that. I mean, you really should be thankful when someone praises you. When you say thank you, what are you really doing? I think when I say thank you to Mark, I am saying to Mark, I'm not self-sufficient. Mark, and I recognize that I needed your help. I think when I say thanks to Lloyd, that it actually curbs my ego, keeps me from getting too full of myself, because I realize I can't do it all on my own, and I needed Lloyd's help, and I want Lloyd to know that I am thankful that he helped me. I don't want to be arrogant and think that when the boss sends me a praise, that I shouldn't email back and say thank you. Genuine thanksgiving improves our perspective about ourselves, and it helps us keep ourselves in perspective. We didn't do all of this alone. This scripture today, it reminds us that it's not just one another that we need to be thankful for, but we should be in a constant state of thankfulness to God. And I think when we think about that, I'm suddenly thinking about how Thanksgiving improves our perspective about our stuff. And I wrote stuff almost as big as I could on the slide. Because is your stuff important to you? It is, isn't it? But what is stuff? Where did I get the stuff? You know, in the United States of America, in this country where we live, we're taught that we worked for all of our stuff. But the truth is, we didn't get our stuff by ourselves. We really are not self-made people. I think that part of the American dream is mythological, because we can't do everything all by ourselves. In truth, we are actually stewards of all the stuff that we've got. So Thanksgiving helps us get a good perspective on our stuff, about all the things that we have. And I think about it this way. I wake up in the morning and I growl, and I want to hit the snooze button on the alarm, and I am thinking to myself in my prayer to God, thank you, Lord, because I can hear the alarm and I've got the strength to get up. And I think to myself, the toast is burned, my temper is short as I'm trying to get somebody onto the bus, guess who that is, and I should be saying, you know, thank you, God, for this family that you've given me stewardship over. And when I think about, does your kitchen table, dining room table look anything like any of those magazines that you get all the time, the way the kitchen looks and the table looks and it's all set? You know, and I shouldn't envy the way those things look. Instead, I should say, you know, God, thank you for the food that I do have to eat. And when my job is so boring and it's getting so routine, you know what? I wish there was another way for me to drive to the church from my house. Does anybody want some variety in their life? And there's just not much variety you can do in your route to get around. And instead of being grumpy about that, I ought to be saying, thank you, God, for the opportunity to work. Thank you, God, for a place, you know, that is my own where I am welcome. When I was a little kid, we had a terrible week in my home church in Guthrie, Oklahoma. The minister was Hugh Holland. And he taught me something. I never was able to tell him what he taught me. We had several deaths in the church, and we lived in Oklahoma. There was a tornado that came through. It damaged someone's home in the church. It was just terrible. But I'll never forget what he said on this Sunday morning in his prayer. He started off, he said, "Dear God, thank you that we don't always have weeks like this." And I said, "That's right. That is right. Thank you, God, that we don't always have times like these. There is always something that we can be thankful for." And keeping all the things that we have in perspective about who they belong to and the fact that we are stewards of them helps. Because Thanksgiving improves our perspective very deeply about God. When we give thanks for what we have, we are forced to think about God, the great giver of the greatest gifts. When we read in our Bibles, we are reminded over and over that what God has done for us is great, and we should ever be grateful and thankful. We cannot allow ourselves to forget that we didn't get all these things on our own, that we do need to be objective, that we do need to be thankful to God. When we thank God for all of our blessings and all the stuff we have and all of the opportunities that God's provided for us, when we thank God for creating us as the people that we are, it turns that focus away from us into a focus out in the world. And I'm going to hold on to think and thank. I need to be thinking. I need to be thoughtful about all the blessings that I have received. And praise God. And not say thank you once a year, but go ahead and circle every day as a day when I can be thankful. Amen? Amen. We come to a time of invitation, and we're going to sing "Let All Things Now Living," hymn number 717. And I invite you to stand with us now and offer God those thanks in song. Stand with us, please.